He was one of rock and roll's pioneers, the first one in the genre to sell a million copies, and the man who brought the New Orleans sound to the world. The legendary Fats Domino has died at age 89. Born in New Orleans in 1928, Antoine Domino was raised in a musical family, and his piano style reflected his French Creole heritage. Along with producer Dave Bartholomew, he co-wrote some of the biggest hits of the 50s, including Ain't That a Shame.
Ain't that a shame? My chills feel like rain.
But it was Blueberry Hill that cemented his legacy.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
It sold over 5 million copies and was part of what made him the second best-selling artist of the decade, just behind Elvis. His crossover success to white audiences paved the way for Chuck Berry, Little Richard, and many others. After his success, Domino remained in New Orleans' Lower Ninth Ward, touring until the 1980s when he vowed never to leave his hometown again. We remember one of the founders of rock and roll.
As far as I know, music makes people happy, and it makes me happy.
Fats Domino, gone at age 89.
Real. Oh, Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still. On Blueberry Hill.
As I know, music makes people happy. I know it makes me happy.
He was one of rock and roll's pioneers, the first one in the genre to sell a million copies, and the man who brought the New Orleans sound to the world. The legendary Fats Domino has died at age 89. Born in New Orleans in 1928, Antoine Domino was raised in a musical family, and his piano style reflected his French Creole heritage. Along with producer Dave Bartholomew, he co-wrote some of the biggest hits of the 50s, including Ain't That a But it was Blueberry Hill that cemented his legacy.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
It sold over 5 million copies and was part of what made him the second best-selling artist of the decade, just behind Elvis. His crossover success to white audiences paved the way for Chuck Berry, Little Richard, and many others. After his success, Domino remained in New Orleans' Lower Ninth Ward, touring until the 1980s when he vowed never to leave his hometown again. We remember one of the founders of rock and roll.
As far as I know, music makes people happy. I know it makes me happy.
Fats Domino, gone at age 89.
On Blueberry Hill. Blueberry Hill. When I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill. It lingered until.
As I know, music makes people happy. I know it makes me happy.